When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oi! This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends.
77 WABC.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sydney. I love you so much.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
Of all the things that I own, that one, my most cherished. I know you've heard it before, but that was my dad. Literally, 3 months before he died, singing me happy birthday. God damn it. I keep saying I'm not going to cry, but I can't help it. Now, my mother's coming on, and she's going to make it worse. So give me 2 seconds to get myself together here before I bring her on. Because my mom celebrates a birthday with me. Well, actually, I celebrate a birthday with her. She was here before me. She's 89 today. I'm 57. But she is she's a young 89. She's got a cult following on this show that is second to none. I really think outside of Trump, Naomi Rosenberg may be the next beloved American. She says everything I say, but she has no fear of the FCC. I mean, none. I've got a little bit. She's got none. So. She just comes on and let her rip. So with that said, here she is celebrating her 89th birthday. I love her so much. My mom, Naomi. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Good morning to my beautiful, handsome, talented son. It was tough, Sydney. It was tough.
I know.
It was really tough. But he would want us to carry on. He would want us to do what we're doing. Because that was your dad, you know. He never gave up. He never, ever gave up. He fought to the bitter end. So we got to make the best of each day, each minute, each hour, each time that we're breathing on this earth for his sake and for our sake and for sure for you, beautiful Danielle and the two children. And for me, for all of my children, as I started all of this, but for the grace of me, go all of my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, I started this. Grandma Flores started it before me. But I took the mantle, and it's my pleasure that I started all of my beautiful children and their families. So with that said, I do believe, I have to believe, Sydney, I have to believe that there is a superior power. I don't care who you pray to. I don't care whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, whether you're our people or not our people. We all have a superior power that we must believe in, because if we don't have that, Sidney Ferris Rosenberg, we have nothing.
I agree. And that's why I choose to believe that Daddy is watching and listening and, you know, this great success I've had this year, Mom, which I never could have predicted, never, 8 years ago when I came back here. I have to believe he's got a part in all of that. And look, you know, he and I were very close. You guys were married in over 60 years. It's a long time. And we celebrated a lot of birthdays together. But I do want the folks to know that it wasn't always peaches and cream, because according to you, I don't remember, I was way too young. In fact, I had just been born. But according to you, when you delivered me of all your four children, it was far and away the most horrendous. And you even considered at one point jumping out of the hospital window, Mom. Is that true?
That's all true. You gave me a tough run for it, let me tell you. I didn't have easy birth, any of my four children, but you really, you gave me a run for the money. Oh, my God.
And I continued to do that for about 40 years, by the way, Mom.
Oh, did you ever? Anyhow, you spoke earlier on your show, Daddy will be gone 4 years, July 1st.
I don't know if it was 4 or 5 years. It feels it's too long for me.
It's much too long.
Yeah, it feels longer.
Too soon.
Yeah.
We can't bring him back, and we just have to live with it the best we can, and we are, and we will. And you have to continue on for your beautiful family and your success in your career. And as long as Hashem wants me here, I'll stay. When it's time for me to go, I will meet your dad, and then I will be with him forever.
No, that's tough.
It's tough, but yeah. I'm going to make it, Sydney. I'm going to make it.
Well, is it all possible, Mom? Is it all possible? Because it is your birthday, and we do celebrate our birthdays as family, and we have fun. Is it possible? Because I'm going to have fun tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be with Danielle, Ava, and Gabe. I'm going to a Shabbat dinner at the very swanky Rockaway Hotel, and I'm going to have fun. Is it possible for you to have fun on your birthday anymore?
No, I can't.
No.
I can't. That's who I am. You know, Sydney, that's who I am. Elizabeth and Michael, they have Forrest with them here this weekend. You know, they're here. They're in the country,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so Forrest came last night, but they begged me just to go for dinner, which I will, but I'm not.
By the way, Mom, you're assuming that my audience knows who the hell Lizzie, Michael, and Forrest are. That's my sister, Lizzie.
Oh, yeah, just, no, your sister.
Right. You're on a radio show. It's not just you and I on the phone.
Yeah, right. No, your sister, Elizabeth, and your brother-in-law, Michael, and my grandson, Forrest. They're all in their beautiful home here in the mountains, which is like right around the corner from me. And they want to take me for dinner, which I will go with them.
Okay, good.
To eat.
Where are you
going to
go?
They want to make something special, but I don't want to. I just want to go with them.
Listen, Mom, I hate to break this here. There's nothing special up there.
No.
I mean.
There was some, you know, that old, that used to be the homestead.
Oh, is that a steakhouse again?
Yeah. It's like, you know, the ambiance is beautiful.
Oh, the ambiance.
You know, me
okay.
with food, sure. Sydney, I could kill it.
Well, you know, this place, Eldred Preserve, where Daddy used to take us quite a bit, and it used to be really great. And you talk about ambiance, it's gorgeous. But they served Danielle fish one night, and it looked like cat food. I've never gone back.
No, but that's the place I'm talking about. But like I said, to reiterate what I just said a minute ago, I could care less about the food. You know, I don't really care. I'm not such an eater. I'm very disciplined. You and Danielle know that.
Yeah.
And so it's not about the food. It's just being with your sister and you know, your brother-in-law and your nephew and just be with somebody tonight. Other than that, I could care less.
Do you still drink? I don't even know if you do. Do you still drink? Like, would you have a drink tonight?
Yeah, I would have, like, my vodka, you know, yeah. My Zier vodka.
You're going to get hammered? But you wouldn't get hammered. You're not going to be, like, you know, like
no,
doing
I
that
would,
fan
I wouldn't
dance
do that,
that you do.
Anyhow, you know, Lizzie and Michael wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
No. But with that said, Sydney, we got to make the best of the day. And hopefully, like I said, Hashem will grant me more years. And if not, so be it.
No, you got plenty of time. Stop it. So any of my psycho fans, or your psycho fans for that matter, stop by the house as they do often, uninvited, unaddressed, but like Trump flags or toys or something?
You know what, Sydney? There's nobody here yet.
Nobody's there.
Nobody. There is nobody here. Mm. Just like, you know, Kathy Prestigiacomo, she lives here.
Here you go again. No one knows it. Mom, they don't know who these people are, Mom. You're on the radio. It's not you and I.
Yes, you do. You know Kathy.
No, but the people and listening don't know who Kathy is. Mom, it's me. This is not a private phone call.
I know. Okay, so I'm just saying there is nobody here. There's three people here, Sydney.
That's it?
You know who Candy is.
Here she goes again.
Your cousin
My
Candy
cousin Candy, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but other than that, there's nobody here. It's too soon. After Memorial Day.
Right.
After May 31st, that's when everybody comes
Memorial
back,
Day. Yeah, you got it right, yeah. Right, yeah. That's the official start of the summer.
Yeah, so that's when people really, up to this point, there's nobody here.
So do you want, so listen, Mom, do you want, Monday starts Pesach, right after our birthday, we go right to Passover, which is kind of cool, actually. And we were considering, Danielle and I, maybe coming to pick you up. And what are you doing for the first Seder?
You know what, Sydney? It's a big schlep and it's a big trip and it's not necessary. I'll be here by myself, but it's okay. You know, it really is okay. I'll make myself something here. I do observe the holiday, but I have the first couple nights and then it goes back to, we're not... Listen, we practice our Judaism, but we're not so religious, and at least I'm not. And I do, like I said, I observe the first two nights. I try to have, like, matzahs and things of that nature, but I don't keep it the whole week. I'm honest. I'm honest.
Right. No, listen, I was, we'll wrap this up shortly here, Mom, but I actually presented Dov Hyken with an award at a shul event Sunday night on Long Island. Gene Stevens was there. Again, I'm doing what you're doing now. David Oppmann, people don't know who these people are. And I actually said...
I was freaking out.
I know. I haven't seen David in 30 years. But I actually said up there, I go, I'm the type of Jew that on the third night of Passover, I'm having chicken parmesan. So I'm honest about that, too. Now, look, there's no question since October the 7th, we have done a lot more. In fact, again, Danielle joined the temple. We've gone to many Shabbat dinners. We're going to a Shabbat dinner tonight. It's swanky and fancy, but it's a Shabbat dinner. So we have changed almost dramatically since October the 7th. But like you, we don't celebrate every day of every holiday. So we're with you.
No.
All right, well, listen, I love you very much, and I'm happy you're here, and Daddy's happy you're here. And Daddy is celebrating with us today. I know that. So I want you to have a happy birthday. Do the best you can. Enjoy Lizzie and Michael and Forrest and that beautiful family. And I will see you very, very soon. But I love you so much, Mom. I really do. Happy birthday.
Sydney Ferris, you have given me such joy and such pleasure these last few years since you are back here. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I know that Danielle and your children appreciate you. But, Sydney, I carried you in my body. You are very special to me. And, Sydney Ferris Rosenberg, you have given me years to my life. I am here today. I'm 89 years old. I'm like 29. That's how good I am. And you helped us along the way because you gave me such joy and such pleasure. And I know that Daddy feels that way. God should watch you. Hashem, take care of you for me. And Danielle and the children, be safe, be well, enjoy this day the best you can with your family, and we will talk again. I love you with every breath in my body, Sydney Ferris Rosenberg. I love you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
You've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years
the good and bad. I know how much we had. I've always been so glad to be with you through the years. It's better every day. You've kissed my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you through.